Well, we have our next guest here in studio. This poor guy's had to see me a couple of times today. And worse yet, he had to manage me over the summertime at that Cleveland Sports Legends softball game. We've got Terry Davis, CEO and president of Our Lady of the Wayside, joining us here in studio. Terry, how are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, Andy, let me tell you, it was a lot of fun, and you know we won. So
oh, yeah.
It was easy managing you and the team.
It's always easy when you come out on the right end of
that's
a decision.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
No, that was a blast, and it's one of the many things you guys do throughout the course of the year that are really fantastic. And speaking of, you guys have a really cool one coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Not your average sports banquet is what you guys are calling this thing, the Champions in the Community, and there are so many great people that are going to be a part of this event. So for those who haven't heard about this just yet, what's going on?
Well, you know, we're an agency that always is looking to assist these individuals in many ways. And one of the ways we do that is through our special events. Last year we started Champions in the Community as an offshoot of an event we used to do many years ago, Sports Banquet, and recognizing those in the community that are not only into sports, but also give back to their community. You know, there's a lot of individuals that do a lot of unselfish things and it's never recognized. So we want to make sure that everyone from the college players and that participate throughout our community to our professional teams. And there are a lot of individuals doing a lot of things that we want to recognize. So October 29th, Tuesday night, we're going to do that. We got a solid lineup and some people who have done some very nice things in the community.
And there are a lot of people that you guys are going to recognize along the way. And you guys have your champion award winners, and you detailed some of that. They're ranging from those at the highest levels of professional sports going all the way down to the high school and the college levels as well. Exactly. Who exactly are you going to be honoring that night?
Well, we'll start with our high school champions, and we have a young lady from McNificat High School, and she's done a lot of great things. Our college recognition would be someone from Notre Dame, Nora Barnes. Our Indians and professional teams, Carlos Carrasco. You know, Carlos has done a lot of great things in the community. He has his own foundation, a lot of things that they do over there. We want to recognize that. And Larry Nance Jr., people don't know it, but Larry's very active in the community. He and his foundation does a lot of things out there, so we want to make sure that people are aware of that. And then from the Browns, we have Chris Hubbard. Chris is one of the offensive tackle for the Browns, but he does a lot of things through his foundation. So there's things that people are doing out there in the sports world that you look at what they do on the field, we want to recognize what they do off the field.
And I know that's a big part of what next Tuesday night is going to be all about. So you mentioned it's not your average sports banquet. We talked about this a little bit earlier today before you came on. So what sets this apart? What makes this not your average sports banquet?
Well, one of the things we wanted to do is make sure that when people come to any of our events, so they have fun. At a lot of sports banquets and events, you have a sit-down dinner. There's a lot of conversation and communication. But people really aren't having fun. And what we found at some of our events was, hey, what's out there now is all about the social world. People want to communicate. They want to use it as a way of networking. So what we're going to do at our event that's a little bit different is we're going to have games. We're going to have activities. We're going to have people interacting with each other. We're going to have them interacting with the winners. There's a lot of things that's going on throughout the night. Of course, we will have some food and drink and dancing, auction items out there. There's a constant movement going on. Our program is going to take about a half hour. That's it. All the rest is fun time. Fun times, meeting people. We'll have a lot of the individuals that we serve. They always attend our events. They'll be there. And, of course, we'll have a host of celebrities there, especially serving drinks. We got a lot of bartenders from the sports world and the newscasting world. You know, the lineup is plentiful. I mean, there's going to be a lot of individuals there having fun and offering their support to the agency. And we're asking people to come out and join us.
And there's a lot of fun to be had there. I've seen the list of some of those bar champions, right? Those who are going to be out there serving drinks, having a great time. John Telich of Fox 8 will be there. JT joins us every single Wednesday to talk some football, so I know he's excited about that. He'll be out there amongst many others, and it really is pretty cool because you guys will have so much fun. It's at Punch Bowl Social, by the way, Cleveland, and that's a wonderful venue. It's so fun because it's wide open. There's so much to do there. You mentioned that, you know, folks will be out there playing game. There will be food and drink and dancing and the whole nine yards and the auction items. You guys told me about these a few hours ago. Holy smokes, so there's some really cool auction items out there.
Well, there's going to be auction items, but check this out, Andy. If you buy a ticket, you're going to be in line to win a number of cool things. One is a $3,200 event that can take place. That's six people that you get to take to dinner. We're going to have them down there on the floor at the Cavs game. It's the Cavs night out, dinner, and transportation. You know if you go out, you're going to have a good time. But when you go out to the restaurant that we're sending you to, you might find your way around a few drinks. So you will be in line. Just by purchasing the ticket, you will be in line to win that. We're also going to have Indians tickets. The Indians have been very generous to us over the past years, and they too will step up, and you'll be able to get four box seat tickets to one of their games just for buying a ticket. You're eligible to win that. And then last but not least, we have a beautiful event that's coming up that we will be putting everybody in again who buys a ticket into that auction, and they'll have a chance to have a great night out and spend some time with their loved one, and we're going to sponsor that and take care of the cost of it.
Wow, very cool stuff.
And that's just for buying a $75 ticket. You're eligible to win one of those prizes.
They all sound fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to put some sticky tack on my ticket, man, to see if I can get my name pulled there.
That's right.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Terry Davis, yeah. CEO and president of Our Lady of the Wayside, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about their event at Punch Bowl Social in the Flats. It's a week from tomorrow. You guys run 6 to 8:30 or 6 to 9 that night?
It'll be 6 to 9. And, of course, as I said, one of the things that's different from our event from some of the others is that you're going to have fun. Our program, again, is going to be about a half hour long. And all the other time, guess what you're doing? Having a great time. And that's what we want people who attend our events to do. We want them to have a good time. We want them to learn a little bit about our program. But most importantly, those tickets that they purchase will go towards a worthy cause for the agency.
And we'd like to learn a little bit more about what you guys do here also. And earlier today at the Cavs luncheon, one of the things that you had mentioned was that some of the proceeds will go towards your nursing program. So if you can, kind of elaborate on the nursing program, what that does for you guys exactly, and why that's so important to what you do.
Exactly. One of the major things that has happened with Wayside is over the past 51 years, we've been able to move a lot of individuals out of institutional-type living into community homes. And the challenge that we've always had, if you're going to move someone who has a lot of needs out into the community, you have to provide them with the support that they need. Now, we took on that challenge because we understand that there's a lot of people who want to live just as you and I do, have the same opportunities and participate in their community. So one of the things we do is we make sure that from a medical standpoint, those individuals who weren't able to live in a community home, for instance, was able to do that now because we provide nursing services to them, directly to them. That program runs us about $650,000 a year. For the past 10 years, it's been totally unfunded. There's no funding from the state or federal government. We have to actually go out and raise those dollars. So our event this year, most of our events this year, has all gone towards us trying to find the revenue that we need to make sure our 16 nurses are able to continue providing those supports and services that individuals need. And think about this. Without those services, it would be very difficult for them to live in the community. It would be very difficult for them to have their own home, be able to do the things that you and I take for granted each and every day. So our board, those who support us, not only within the community, but outside the community as well, has asked us constantly and continuously to keep this program alive so that we can provide those individuals the support they actually need. and so that they can become great citizens in their community and have the same opportunities again that you and I have and take for granted each and every day. So we got to raise a lot of money each year. We're up to the challenge. We're up to the task. But we know over the years that this community has been extremely supportive to us. And we're going out again to try and meet that challenge of raising $650,000 so that we can continue this nursing program.
And that certainly sounds like it's something that's very easy for people to get behind. You mentioned, too, that some of those whom you serve are going to be at this event also. And I know that's extraordinarily important for you guys to have them there, because I think when you go to an event like this, if you can see, you know, what you're buying into, whether it's with your time or your money, you know what you're buying into, you can actually see that out there. That's got to be really important to you guys also.
Absolutely. One of the things that we have come to understand as being one of our biggest responsibilities is the education of our community. And over the years, you know, way back when, individuals with developmental disabilities weren't out in the community. They didn't go to restaurants. They didn't do their own shopping. All those things were done for them, and they were pretty much kept out of sight, out of mind. In fact, that's what parents were told. You have a kid with a disability, put them away. Put them in an institution. Well, we're not doing that nowadays. We want people out in the community. Our guys have every opportunity to participate in everything. They not only participate in events like this, they travel, they go on trips, they go to the casinos, they do all the things that you and I do. And why shouldn't they be able to do that? And that's our motto. We create opportunities where they have never existed before. So we want individuals out in the community. We want them to be a part of their community. But the only way that's going to happen is if the opportunity is given to them. So you better believe any event that we have, they're going to be there. After all, this is not about us. It's all about them.
Sure. And you know, as you just stated, why shouldn't it be, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's fascinating how you play it out like that, too, because when you talk about those that don't have the opportunity to do things that you and I sometimes take for granted, you think about this scenario that you guys have created, the Not Your Average Sports Banquet, next Tuesday. It's fun not necessarily just because you have those who you serve being out there enjoying some of the finer things that, again, that you and I sometimes take for granted. They're doing it with the who's who in this community, too.
Exactly.
And I know that's a big part of what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, we want to create relationships. Our partnerships are very meaningful to us, and they're very important to not only our agency but to the individuals. You know, our consumers love sports. Many of them, they are at the Cavs games, the Browns games, the Indians games, the high school games. They have stuff all over their bedrooms, on their walls. They get as excited about their teams as we do. There's a tendency to want to think that a disability stops you or prevents you from having the same feelings that we have. All of us have those feelings, including people with developmental disabilities. They want our teams to win. They want them to be successful. They're upset when we lose. They don't like losers either. You know, they have the same emotions and stability that we have. We want to be stable in our sports world, just like we want stability in our life. They want the same thing. So being able to get in front of some of these celebrities, being able to get in front of some of these winners, that helps them. That assists them. They want to be there. And they're all excited about coming out. And, of course, they want to show off the good things that's happening in their lives. That's why this year our Lifetime Champion Award is going to one of our individuals who is a big winner in the Special Olympics. That's Andrew. He is a great guy. He's a competitive guy. He works hard, and we're going to honor him at this event.
That's outstanding. That's really, really cool stuff. Now, you guys, as we were talking about earlier, you've got your champion award winners. And you mentioned Nora Barnes from Notre Dame College. I remember that name in my time working at Notre Dame College. She's a soccer player. And you mentioned a few others as well. Now, how does that work? Is that like an application process? Does somebody nominate them? How does that work?
Well, Gerard Cherry and a few others that sits on the committee, they go out and they actually interview these individuals. They talk to them, they get the history and the story on them, and we have a committee that comes together and make the selections. So the people who are involved actually participate in a process that's pretty thorough. And so to win the award, you have to have been completely involved in something that's really nice out there in the community. And we want these individuals that we're recognizing, we want them to make sure that they know that we care about what they're doing, just as we care about them. What they're doing is just as important as the things that we do and the things that we have success with. And so how better for them to see that, for us to show that appreciation to them?
Very, very cool. Well, again, it's a week from tomorrow, 2 days before Halloween, a chance to get out there and mingle and have a great time. And Terry was mentioning earlier, just by walking in the door and buying a ticket, you're eligible for some sensational prizes. There are some auction items available also. It's at Punch Bowl Social. It's in the Flats. It is a week from tomorrow, 6 to 9. Should be an awesome time. Champions in the community. Not your average sports banquet. And if you've been listening for the last 15 minutes, you know there's nothing average about this banquet whatsoever.
Yeah.
Terry, a lot of fun, man. Thank you.
You bet. And if you can get those tickets, go to thewayside.org, and you can buy them right online. Thank you so much for having me.
Terry, thank you again. Thewayside.org. And we're also going to give a couple tickets away in the final half hour of today's show. So we'll give you the cue to call in the final half hour, and we'll give that number out here in just a few. So you're in luck. We want you to go to thewayside.org to buy your tickets. But if you're lucky, maybe we'll talk to the prize guy to see if we could make a couple tickets available as well. Terry,
That's
thanks
right.
again, man.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Ann.